Hello and welcome to awareness.podomatic.com. You know, a few years ago, my mother asked me, "What in the world does this girl see in you?" And I said, "Well, you know, this girl, she thinks that I'm funny and that I'm athletic and a good dancer and that I'm also a good writer." And she said, "So then, what is it that you see in her?" And I said, "Well, what I see in her is that she thinks I'm a good dancer and a good writer and I'm not bad looking and that I'm athletic." That is all that I need to know. And this woman, she became my wife. You know, perhaps it is really as simple as that. What is it that I was willing to surrender to? And obviously I was willing to surrender to the love of my wife for me. And then our creation began. So my wife and I, we have gotten back home from the beach. And while we were there, the first couple of days, it was quite turbulent and gray skies and raining, and we're looking at the sky and it is gray. And we're looking at the sea and it is also gray. However, on the last few hours, we're looking at the sky and it is blue. And we're looking at the ocean and it is also blue. You are a reflection of your beloved. It will never be a surprise to you. If you are being angry, she will be angry. If she is being sad, you will reflect. And you will be sad. You are not the same thing. If you are the ocean, she is the sky. She is not also the ocean. But you will reflect each other's qualities in love. It is natural. We get to see ourselves in the other person all day long. I look into my beloved's eyes and sometimes I can barely stand it. It is so painful. It is so dominating. I don't know how I can stand another minute to be with her, with so much love. It brings up all of those sad and silly old conversations of mine that I picked up along the way. Why would she want to be with such a silly little man like me? I don't know. I'm not so smart. I'm not so funny, though she thinks so. I'm not so athletic, though she thinks so. To be with my wife, I have to give up everything I think I know about myself. The things I think I know, they get in the way. They get in the way of me being able to receive from my beloved. The other day we were having a birthday for my wife, and we were at a restaurant, and one of our friends says, "Everybody go around the table and say one little sentence about Sami." And people go around and they're saying things about her different qualities. Beautiful things are being said. I get to understand other perspectives about this beautiful woman that I'm going to be with my whole life. And then they save the best for last, and that is me. And they're waiting and they're waiting, and I'm crying a little bit. And I have to say, I get to experience who God is through my wife. Of course, everyone at the table is like, "Oh, come on. You must be joking. That's disgusting." It makes me sick. And they're laughing a little bit. But they see that I'm not laughing. And they see that my wife is not laughing. But we are smiling because we know it is also quite oppressive. It is clear to me that this thing that we call love is the most dominating and oppressive, disgusting force in the universe. I want to ask you to give space to the words that I am using here. You know, I do not mean disgusting and oppressive and dominating the way it is usually used. So give a little bit of room for the words I use. I am describing a feeling. It is the kind of feeling that if you have not yet allowed yourself to experience with your beloved, consider you should open yourself to this experience. I want to expand it though. I want to expand this experience to everyone. There are others who have practiced this to the degree that they walk around in life every day with everyone they meet, and who they are looking at. In their experience, who they are looking at is another God. Please do not get hung up on what I'm saying. Don't get hung up on that I am saying that they are God. I do not know what God is. I only know what my experience is. But imagine that you approached everyone that you come in contact with as if they could be. Could you be? What would this place be like? What would we create together? Every single moment that I have with my wife is like this. Everyone precious. I cannot have enough. I cannot ever get enough. Who is this woman? I do not know. I really do not know. She has a name. Her voice sounds very similar day after day. But really, she is different every day. Every moment I see her, she's not the same. I get to see someone new. Every moment. It's quite terrifying sometimes, because I think I have the right to expect something, familiar, like I might say this and she might say X, and I might say X and she might say X, and I might say Y and she might say Y, and so on. Yes, I think I do often find myself expecting that you will respond similarly one day to the next, that you will do some of the same things, going to get food and which car she might take, things that I could guess she would do again and again and again. They become expectations for me. We made an agreement, my wife and I, and I break this agreement all the time, though she never knows. We made an agreement. No expectations. None. Zero. We have agreements. Those are different. Let's not get them confused. I have no expectations of her. What freedom. She can do anything. She can go anywhere. She can see anyone. And so can I. She is a free woman, and I am a free man. And we are together and we are married. And we have created a holy relationship. What expectations have you put around the people that you love? What demands have you made? If someone does not do something that you expect, what do you do? Sometimes we want to punish. You did not meet my expectations. So I am going to punish you. You did not meet my demands today, so I am going to leave you. Don't we do this? Oh. Such a tricky thing. No, in the moment, how do you catch yourself? How to catch yourself from acting this way? Let us turn it around. Where in our relationships with people that we love do we experience that they have a demand on us? Where are other people do we feel? Where are other people expecting from us where we did not agree? It is time now. It is time now to have these conversations with our beloved, with people that we care about. Ask directly, where do you have expectations of me? Are there agreements that you think we have that we may not have? I want us to free each other Let us begin to do this work together. There are areas where I do not feel like I am free to go. There are areas where I do not feel like I am free to talk. Is freedom one of the things that we value? Then let us start in that direction. You do not have to. Control is another side, another possibility. Certainly we can make demands. We can control another person if they are interested in being controlled. We can have expectations and demands, and we can force. Perhaps the other person might like it. I don't know. Perhaps that is part of your agreement. I do not know. But put the cards on the table. Create your game, knowing what your game is. It will take any of the sorrow and any complaining out to put the cards on the table. I think Bob Marley has a song that has this line. Go look it up. Bob Marley, good guy. I encourage you again, of course, to take a piece of paper and pencil and write down these things. What is it that you are expecting or demanding from people that you are in relationship with? Write them down. Write down. Where do you feel other people are expecting things from you, but you have not agreed? And then it is time, once you have written all of these things down, it is time to have a conversation with these people that you love. Perhaps a request that they also do this exercise. Do not demand that they do the exercise. It will only piss them off. Do not expect it. They may not be interested in this exercise. People can be very comfortable inside of a prison. After you spend so much time in there, sometimes it is quite scary to go out and to see the light. We feel vulnerable. Perhaps we feel fragile, but we are not. Thank you for joining me on awareness.podomatic.com, and we will have another conversation soon. If there are any questions or comments, please keep them coming. Thank you.